I mean, it's been kind of there and in talking back and forth, but when I finally got to announce it, it became real, and I'm still kind of buzzing from it. I really don't understand it. It's not something that I put my hat in the ring and said, here, please consider me. I think I was a guest judge on So You Think You Can Dance over the summer, which was just a favorite show of mine. And I called a friend of mine who works at Fox, and I said, can I get tickets? Can I come see the show? And she said, sure. Would you like to be backstage or, like, in the front row or a judge? And I went, oh, those are my options? Then I guess that's better seating is to be a judge. I'd like to be a judge. I first of all, it's weird that I'm a judge because I don't believe in judging people. So that's the start of it. Because I really do, I do believe in supporting people and allowing people to. But then that being said, they are trying to be in this business, and this business is nothing but judgment. And whether you like it or not, people are going to have opinions. And you can be fantastic, you can be talented, you can be a good person, and still there are going to be a whole group of people that don't like you for whatever reason. I think I'm representing everybody at home that watches the show, and we don't have backgrounds in music, but we are the public who buys the music. And after all, the people who actually pick the idol are just regular people. We text our vote, and we're the ones who pick that person. I hope to bring humor to it, and compassion, and empathy, and support, and I'll be honest. If they suck, I'll tell them that, you know, in a nice way. Not like Simon. I'm not going to be, I mean, Simon, and I tell him all the time, he's mean, and he doesn't need, because I usually agree with Simon. I think he's pretty right on with a lot of it, but sometimes he's harsh, and I